apologize for my meanderings. I got worse. Okay, it's Wednesday night. Your wife asked some very penetrating questions today in the shiur.
Yeah.
She was sharp. She asked very
sharp for me.
Yeah, she asked very, very good questions. Today was a good, it was a small crowd, but it was a very little philosophical class. Very good. She's smart cookie. Okay. Chav Beis Tammuz. I apologize, first of all, I'm sorry. Tomorrow night, yes, learning. Sunday night, not. I'm giving a speech. You want to come listen to my speech? In Sanhedrin Merchevet, on the occasion of Rabbi Bulman's 10th yard site. You know Rabbi Nachman Bulman? You ever heard of him?
I mean, personally, yeah. I played music for him. I had an hour with him. It was amazing. Yeah.
So his 10th yard site is Sunday night. The family's making a thing in Sanhedrin Merchevet. So I'm speaking there. That's why I won't be here. I should have a voice, right? I didn't think of that. And then I had a grandchild in New York. So I'll probably...
Boy or girl?
A boy. So right now I'm thinking of going to the Bris. So I could be out and miss a home next week if I go to the Bris. Because I'll leave... I want to leave Sunday night. Bris will be Tuesday.
Just either let Eitan or me know or whatever, and we can send out an email and let everybody know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's basically his mind.
What?
It's almost into his mind.
You're a balabos, right?
I remember.
A balabos has no bein hazman. I'm very fond of saying. A balabas has no zman, so how could he have a bein hazman?
Rabbi Yosef said we have to keep running anyway. So.
Right. Okay, let's go. Get the management. Please. Where is everybody? They don't want to hear a shear from
We're all here.
From a frog. It got worse. I felt good a whole day. That guy depressed me. The guy with the... He depressed me because... He was like crying. He couldn't believe that the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, wouldn't make the guy pay. And I was scared to tell him. No, and it's not even illogical. Sometimes you have a din in the Torah which is not so logical. I mean, he's a layman. You're a lawyer. You know, go explain to a layman why in the legal system you don't have to pay. He goes, what do you mean you don't have to pay? It's not fair.
It's not right.
So you expect the Torah to be fair. But here it's not even logical. The guy just was so full of angst. I was scared to tell him. He would have cried. He would have started crying. Okay. Shmaitz Uyvei. This is all on tape. Shmaitz Gimel. Perek Tezvov. We're dealing with the Bach. The Shmaitz is taking the Bach side. That when you have a suffix in the Shechita, you don't know if the Shechita was good. The Bach says you don't have to. The din ostensibly is, obviously you can't eat the meat because it's a suffix if the shechita is no good. But we're talking about kisui hadam, right? You have to cover the blood of not of a behemoth, but of a chaya and an oaf. You have to cover the blood kisui hadam. But you only have to cover the blood if it's a good shechita. If it's not a good shechita, you don't have to cover the blood. So what happens if you have a suffix? So the conventional wisdom would say, cover it and don't make a bracha. Cover it without a bracha. But the Bach says, what are you covering it for? There's a chazaka, cheskos einus vucha, a chazaka that the animal is not shechted. So if you have a suffix, if the shechita was good or not, so you have a chazaka saying it's no good. So the Bach's attacked. from different Gemaras, but the Shmaitzer takes a side. We'll start from the words Ulanias Taiti Divrei Abach Nechonim. We're backing up a little so we can get a headwind. Yeah, the the Bach's 100% right. The Vadek Sofik Shchita Shiny. A Sofik and Shchita is different. The Behema Becheska Shena Zvucha. There's a Chazaka that it's not Shechted. Bahavale Vadai Nevela. We assume it is a Vadai Nevela, not even a Sofik Nevela. Bishum Chazaka. If he didn't check the simanim to see if he shechted 100% okay, havelin nevela matama b'masa b'kach kosev harir for harosh who bishem cheskus iser shena zavuach b'disa b'shas shah mashehevi aprichodesh raya midrabbonan derab meir rabbonan derab meir. It's talking about if a chayre shayt of a cotton shechts. So Rameyer says it's considered a nevela. It's for sure no good.
Because of Rav.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about now. But Rameyer says it's no good. Rabbanan say it's a safek. Maybe it was good. And you have to do kisi adam be safek. So, it's not like the Bach. Right now he's. It's not like the Bach. Yisyashev l'fimasha kosu taisa sham. He says actually taisus answers the question. What you just said. Taisus asks what's going on. What happened to the chazaka? Avena zavuach. Divrei Amazchol by time of the Rav Meir. Taisus actually is going on when the Gemara says what's the reason of Rav Meir. And the answer is, Hoyel V'roi Ma'aseyem U'kul Kolim. Because the Chevish Shait of a Kotten, most of the time they mess up. Roi Ma'aseyem, most of what they do, are U'kul Kolim. They mess up. V'zel L'shono, Hiksha Harav Rav Shmuel, Mi Verdun, I guess he was in France. Verdun is in France. Isn't there a famous battle in World War II, Verdun? Maratsev. Maybe to you, World War II is like the Revolutionary War. I wasn't born in World War II, but it was like right. I was born right after World War II. Rabbanan, my timer. Why are Rabbanan arguing with the mayor? He wrote Masayim the Sukkonim. If Rabbanan hold, they could shecht properly. So then you should be allowed to eat. If you shecht the mother or the child, if you assume it's a good shechita, it's 50-50. It's a funny language Tosis uses. He's basically saying follow Chazaka, but he says it in a weird way. If you eat it, you should be like eating a nevela. Vishloimar, as the Tosa says, Rameir holds they always mess up. Rabbanan hold, they're not sure. Rabbanan are not sure. Maybe most of the time they mess up. And maybe, or maybe the reality is that most of the time they shecht good. Rabbanan are not sure about the reality. Which way is there a rov? So you can't apply chazaka anymore because maybe there's a rov against the chazaka, and rov is stronger than chazaka. V'ishloimah d'misafklul Rabbanan. Rabbanan are not sure. He wrote ma'aseihen mukul kolin. He wrote Ma'aseihen Musukonim. If most of the time they mess up, but most of the time they're okay. V'hashtalom ha'ani chazaka midi. So I understand Tosfos to be saying that if you have a suffix, what rove applies, So you can't follow Chazaka because maybe the rove that completely knocks the Chazaka out of the box, maybe that's the operative rove.
But the word maybe has me concerned because it's not an established rove.
We don't know. There is a rove. We're not sure of the reality. It's like, I don't know if most Jews vote Democratic or Republican. I know that most of them vote a certain way, but I don't know which way. There is a rove. I know that there's a rove. I don't know which is the correct rove. I'm a Supik. It's not so illogical. Maybe there's a rove that says this. Maybe the rove is the opposite. I have not to know. Most people in Beis Tefila don't daven shachris here. That's, but maybe most do. Like, I don't know. Like, if I would never walk in, I wouldn't know. So,
yeah,
this idea
much more.
Yeah, I'm speaking it out so much because I think my understanding of Tosis is not like the Shmaitzes. I think the Shmaitz understands it a different way. Anyway, Tosis says v'hashtolimani chazaka midi, so chazaka doesn't help at all. Well, Rabbeir pshitalei he knows for sure the rove ma'aseihem mukulkolim. Okay, Ad Kan Lashono, so that's Tosis. Even in the South Gulu Rabbanan, if Rabbanan are not sure, he wrote Ma'asehen Misukonim to Leko Cheskos Isser. So you can't use the Cheskos Isser. The Rove Vodif Mechazoka. Mahavalek is fake, the Trey Utrey, the Loy Mahani Chazoka, Kiva the Trey, Mafki Mechazoka. So Tosis is talking about good old Trey Utrey, which means two pair of witnesses against two pair of witnesses. And he's saying, the Pashtus, you don't follow Chazaka. So he's looking at it, you don't follow Chazaka because you don't know which pair of Adam are the truthful ones. So maybe the truthful ones are the ones that are knocking the Chazaka into nothingness. The same idea, you have two against two. You don't know which is the right two. So you can't use Chazaka because maybe those two Adam are the right ones. And if they're the right ones, the Chazaka is like not relevant. Because Adam are stronger than Chazaka.
Right, but in the case of the Adam, you actually have, for lack of any other word, you have two pairs of independent Adam. Okay?
And Chazaka is like one of them.
Right, but in the case that we're trying to think about Rove, you're talking about one Rove. You just don't know which side it's on.
It's two roads. You don't know if most of the time they mess up, or maybe most of the time they do it good. That's two roads. You don't know which is the right one. It's maybe you have a chilek, but the Schmeitzer compares it to two sets of witnesses, and you don't know which one is telling the truth. Here, okay, it's a little different, but I don't see how it makes a difference. You have two sets of witnesses and you don't know which is the right one. Here, you have two roles, you don't know which is true.
Right, it's two sides of the same coin.
No, it's not. It's most of the time they mess up or most of the time they do it good. You don't know which is the true role. It's like two against Adam against two Adam. And you don't know who's telling the truth. That's what the Shemaitzer says. That's what he... There, the pshat is, you always have the two Adam in front of you screaming. Except one of them is telling a lie. Here, by the rove, if you would find out which rove is true, the other rove doesn't exist. You're not sure which one is true. They're mutually exclusive. But it's the same with the Adam. They're mutually exclusive, and you don't know which one to believe.
Why does he compare it to Trey? Why not just leave it, like you said before, one into adding the robe, so then
I don't know, he's comparing it to Joey Drake. He has a raya. It's such a concept.
I thought, according to what the Rav has been developing, that when it says, because if it's Trey Betray, Adis is a bureau of the MS, and the Chazaka is not, according to what we've been saying. So once you have Adim in the picture, isn't that Shayech Chazaka, because Chazaka is not a bureau on the MS.
And Rove?
Rove is a little bit of a bureau.
So you're asking a cash on the Schmeitzer?
No, I was actually trying to explain the Schmeitzer.
Yeah, the Schmeitzer is very good. The Schmeitzer is comparing the Trey, and you don't follow Chazaka to our case, where you don't follow Chazaka, because Rove is stronger than Chazaka. So maybe there's a role against the Chazaka, knocking it off. Maybe the Chazaka can't be followed in this case. We don't know. I feel about the Yom HaTreyah, Treyah Sveka, the Ramona, Abu Menat Torah, Upiya Chazaka, even if the older Treyah should have you be following Chazaka. How could it be? Because Chazaka doesn't deign to tell you the reality. So maybe you could follow Chazaka even with Mokum Treyah Treyah. How could that be? Nothing is as strong as to aid them. To say, yeah, but maybe Chazaka could sneak in the back window, since it doesn't even make believe it's informative. So it's like, my hands are up, I don't know what to do. So Chazaka tells me, follow this way.
But with Adam, you truly have, think about Trey or Trey, but with Adam, you have Vada.
Okay, it's Trey or Trey.
Right, but with Chazaka, you don't necessarily have the Vada.
You're right, so that's what he's going on the side, that you do follow Chazaka even when there's Trey or Trey. But he's saying, Achat the Yesh L'chalik means fake of the Trey or Trey, was fake of the Dina. Here there's a whole other reason why you would not follow Chazaka. This is too complicated. But Sveika the Dina means you don't know which way the din is.
Doesn't it usually mean like we don't know if the halakha is like this one?
Yeah.
So how is it broken? We don't know which robe it is. Why is it like
a I don't know. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. That's what I have to figure out. He's comparing. Sveika the Dina means we don't know who the paskin like. But the suffix he's saying is we don't know which robe is the operative robe, which one's the fake robe.
Robe is a din.
No, it's not. Robe's a reality. Robe people do this. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know. But now we embark upon a whole thesis that the suffix of a suffix of din is essentially different, fundamentally and essentially different than a suffix. When did the mikvah lose its water? But a suffix of din, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like this person, like that person? With a whole different set of rules. Okay, we'll stop here. I have that.